Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. For the second consecutive year, wheat streak mosaic virus is occurring in South Dakota wheat fields at significant levels. Wheat streak is a viral disease spread by the wheat curl mite, with infections primarily occurring in early growth stages, according to SDSU Extension Plant Pathology State Specialist Madeline Shires.
Anything that we're seeing in winter wheat right now, it was most likely introduced to the wheat back in the fall as that wheat was emerging. We do know from some sampling that we did that wheat streak mosaic virus was pretty active in the mites and it was being moved around a lot.
A major wheat streak mosaic virus outbreak in 2025 led farmers to abandon or hay their wheat, while others took it to harvest with only minor yield loss. While every year provides different growing conditions and challenges, Shires believes stronger prevention should become routine.
I think the biggest takeaway is going to be that management of alternate hosts is going to be extremely important because that is how it's getting introduced into our crop each fall. And so basically try to break that green bridge, and we probably need to be starting a month early versus 2 weeks just to make sure that we've had time for everything to die.
Variety resistance to wheat streak is fairly common in winter wheat cultivars, but Shires reports no resistance exists yet in spring wheat lines. Fungicides and insecticides are ineffective against the disease and the mite. Visit the wheat page at extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.